Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner with my Monday Markets commentary for Monday the 6th of January 2014. Well, Happy New Year and I hope everyone had a very, very good break. And if you're suffering from the recent ongoing storms in the UK or even the severe cold in the US, we're thinking of you at the moment and hoping that you're all okay. Well, it's the first Monday of the month, which we always devote to economies and markets, and as it's also the first Monday of the year, I just want to have a quick look at what happened in 2013 and the prospects for 2014. Let's look first of all at the markets in 2013, and generally it's a positive year except for the Far East. For the world overall, total return on world stock markets was around 20%. In the regions, Japan was up 50%. The Far East was virtually unchanged. Europe was up 20% and the UK was up 29%. That's measured by the FTSE 250 rather than the FTSE 100, which is up 14% and is a much more international and mining-based index. The US is up 30%. Global sovereign debt remained virtually unchanged, as did global corporate bonds. Gold is down nearly 30%, and oil finished the year standing at just under $100 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate. That was a rise of 7.5%. So 2013 was a very positive year for stocks on the back of accommodative monetary policies, and that's in spite of the Fed uncertainty over tapering, which finally came to an end in December with the announcement that tapering had actually begun. And it's also a positive year on the back of improving economic growth. If you look at global purchasing managers indices, they started to improve dramatically towards year-end, led by the UK at 57, albeit down marginally from November's 58. The US at 55 and Japan also at 55. China is just over 50, so just back into expansion. However, Eurozone countries remain mixed, although positive as a whole at nearly 53, led by Germany at 53. But many Eurozone countries still remain mired in contraction. And although we talk about positive, it's actually still a long way from normal purchasing managers' indices figures in their 60s or even their 70s. Let's look at the highlights of the regions, starting off with the US. And the key here is the Federal Reserve's decision to start tapering quantitative easing after a year of on and off about this. Arguably, QE's done its job by keeping cash returns so low, investors were forced into riskier assets such as stocks and property, and that increased and restored confidence. It's worth noting, though, that at the short end, US Treasury yields are unchanged over the year, but at the long end, rates have risen by 1% to 4%, and at 10 years, by 1.5% to 2.75%. However, the Fed now has to taper or reduce its bond buying program, and remember, it is still buying bonds at a massive rate each month. Then it has to unwind its purchases and reduce its balance sheet back to normal. Then it has to start raising interest rates back to normal rates, and that's not going to happen quickly. US economic and market performance is going to depend on the Fed managing this process in such a way as not to stall the economy. And that's going to be quite a difficult tightrope act, with unemployment still at 7% and a participation rate of only 63%. That's its lowest level since the 1980s. Debt, both consumer and sovereign debt, also remains high, and consumers continue to save to rebuild their balance sheets, so they're not going to be spending as much. Generally, though, if the Fed can get it right, it bodes well for the US economy, although the less accommodative monetary policy in 2014 means US equity growth is unlikely to be as strong as in 2013. Heading across to Europe, the story in Europe, except of course the UK, is less bright. Essentially, where the US has poured money into the system, the ECB balance sheet has shrunk throughout 2013, and new banking regulations in the Eurozone are likely to make banks even more risk-averse in 2014, with even less lending and less money in circulation. It's therefore unlikely that we will see either the steady and sustainable return to growth of the US or the sudden turnaround that we saw in the UK. Fiscal policy remains tight in the Eurozone, and with monetary, fiscal and currency stimulus tools left on the shelf, sovereign debt still remains a huge problem. Growth prospects for the Eurozone remain limited in 2014. In the UK, however, the picture is a bit different. The UK has seen a return to growth, including manufacturing growth. However, it's not investment-led or export-led, so the recovery is mainly through consumption, and growth in the service sector. And it's worth noting that there has been no reduction in household debt, and that is worrying. However, government expenditures continue to be held down and tax receipts are rising, so for public sector finances, things are beginning to improve, and that is a good thing. I think we can expect to see a leveling out of growth in the UK this year with no major surprises here. Across in the Asia Pacific, Japan has seen big improvements in 2013. However, the Japanese reform plan of the Three Arrows has only been half implemented. And importantly, there's been no move so far to carry out the structural reforms that are so desperately needed. So it's likely we're going to see slow but more sustainable growth in Japan this year. China and the Far East generally have been affected by the general slowdown in global trade. And China also has serious banking problems to deal with. And there's been a huge increase in non-regulated credit from the shadow banks. And the Far East also has to deal with a withdrawal of foreign currency as US becomes more attractive. So it's likely to be a year of adjustments in the Far East, of volatility, slow growth, and probably some rise in Far Eastern stock markets, but not spectacular. So what's the bottom line? I think we will see a further expansion in the global economy in 2014, but it's not going to be a smooth ride. Risks do remain, particularly the risk that the US will not manage to return to normality well, that the Eurozone debt crisis will not be resolved, leading to continued slow growth or even contraction in one third of the global economy, and that China will fall victim to its own banking crisis and be unable to meet its growth targets. However, all being well, we should see positive returns on the markets this year, although they will be less so than in 2013. Well, that's it for me. I hope that's been some help and giving you an idea of what's going on in the global economy and financial markets. And I'll be back again at the same time next week. Take care.